Okay, today's daf is Eiravin Yerushalmi, daf Chav Dalet, and we are on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, but we will talk a little bit about Chav Gimel Amud Beis for a few minutes. So we had in the Mishnah a question of Suffolk, right? One has to set their Eirav Tchum before Shabbos, and that's the moment that one is Kodesh Shvisa, at the moment of Ben Hashmash, when Shabbos starts. That's when the halachic decision is made about whether it's going to be where your center of halachic gravity is on Shabbos, that Shabbos, whether it's going to be in your city, or whether it's going to be in some other place where you put your Eruv. The question is, what happened if there's a suffix? If you're not sure if the Eruv was there when Shabbos started, you put it there, but then you realize it got burned up. The question is whether you assume that it was there until after Shabbos started or not. So that was a question of suffix. So we had a machlokas in the Mishnah. What is the halacha in a case of suffix? So the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, Rameir and Behuda hold hareza chamar gamal. You're stuck. Chamar gamal, you're like a donkey and a camel. Right? Why? Because like a person is leading. Whenever they lead the donkey is ahead of them and the camel's behind them. So if you're leading a donkey and a camel, you're stuck between the two animals. That means you're stuck in the middle and therefore you are limited in some way. So how are you limited? So we'll talk about that more today. Remember, Yehuda says you're stuck. Rabbi Yosef Shimon said, no, you can be Mekel. Suffolk Erev Kusher. Suffolk Erev is Kusher. It's okay. And then Rabbi Yossi was made in the name of the five Zakenim that Suffolk Erev is Kusher as well. So we had a Machlokas Tanam about what to do B'makim Suffolk. And the Gemara said, on Chav Gimel Beis, maybe the issue is about the Chazaka de Meikara, whether you go by the previous status, Chazaka de Meikara. After all, do you assume that the Erev was there unless you know otherwise? So you know it got burned up, but you know it was there up until it got burned up. So could you assume that Chazaka de Meikara, the Chazaka continues at the latest possible, and therefore you assume it was there when Shabbos started? Or do you say no, that there's a Chazaka that he doesn't have a Erev set until you know for sure that it was set before Shabbos? So it's not 100% clear which way you formulate the chazaka. And that was what the Gemara said, la'olam hu bi'isura, or chivad lo chashu mutter, or not. The concept of chazaka appears many different places in Shas, in many different contexts. There are different types of chazakas, right? Besides, we're not even talking about the kinyan chazaka, which is a totally different type of chazaka. But even in the world, we assume chazaka, halachic assumptions. There's a chazaka de meikara, there's a cheskas haguf, there's a, a chazaka of hisnahagus. That's a different type of chazaka. Chazaka of what people do. Chazaka, a person doesn't pay their loan before it's time. A person doesn't, there's a chazaka of women, right, this might even be called a ruba delasa, come on. Women don't have babies before the ninth month. That's also a chazaka of, that's not so much hisnagos, people's choice, but just chazaka in teva. There's different types of a chazaka. But chazaka de meikara, which itself can be split into two, chazaka de meikara. Either that has to do with cheskas haguf or cheskas hadin. Two types of chazaka de meikaras. So chazaka de meikara. A woman is a psula when she's born. So you don't know when she became not a psula. So you assume she was a psula all the way until the latest possible time. That's a cheskas haguf. But there's also a cheskas, let's say cheskas eshizish. A woman was married, you're not sure if she was divorced or not. Or the husband threw a get, savikar avlo, savikar avla. So again, that is a cheskas hadin. She's an eshizish, unless proven otherwise. So within chazaka de meikara, there are two different categories. There's a cheskas haguf, again, a physical reality, and a cheskas hadin, a halachic reality. The Gemara, when the Gemara asks, what's the source for the chazaka de meikara, the Gemara brings a physical reality, right? The Gemara says, how do you know, chulin daf yud, how do you know chazaka? Minala milsa dabar abanan uki min milsa chazkase, amar shul vayibra nachmeni, amar bionasan, you know it from tsara'as habayis. Rav Yatza Bakoin min Abayis al Pesach Abayis Viskir al Tabay Shivas Yamim. Remember, the Kohen is in a house, he sees Saras. So the halacha is he does not declare it's Abayis HaMenuga until he goes out of the house. He goes out of the house and he's going to declare Abayis HaMenuga. Wait a second. Maybe the Saras disappeared within the last 5 seconds since he went out of the house. Maybe there's no more Saras in the house. No, that's the principle of Chazaka. principle of chazaka is that you assume the previous status has continued. And therefore, since he had, it had saras 30 seconds ago, no, you assume it still has saras now. That's the principle of chazaka. So the achronim discuss, that's cheskas haguf. You see, the physical reality has continued. How do you know that applies to cheskas hadin? Right, so that's a question about whether that's a makkah for both, or maybe cheskas hadin is a halacha Moshe b'Sinai. Some achronim suggest, again, that's again a big discussion in chazaka. Also, how to view chazaka? Do you view chazaka as what we call a hachra'a or hanhaga or a birur? Do you think vaday for sure? If you assume chazaka, it's vaday true, or mistama? You could act that way even though you don't know. For sure. So that is also a big discussion in Birur versus Hanhaga, right? There's a line in Reb Elchanan. Reb Elchanan says, Hagatz lecha, isha sezarek la baila get, savik harev la, savik harev lo. Right? A man throws his wife again. You're not sure who it was closer to. Mukminan la cheskas eishas ish, v'chi bebnesha haisa ad ata, v'cheskas eishas ish, misbara la shaget nafal karev lo. You know for sure? No, you don't know for sure. But again, that's the way that, the Hanhaga that we call it. Okay, either way, chazaka is a huge topic. Again, there are more svarim, I think, written by achronim, but how many achronim pick one topic in Shas and write about? So we have more about the topic of chazaka and safek and rov, all of these than any other. The Shach wrote Tokfal Kohen, the Ksos wrote the Shev Shmaitza, Rav Shimon Shkap wrote Shara Yosher. I mean, how many other topics do we have? We have the Ramban wrote Kuntruz Dina de Garmi. Okay, that's on Garmi. But there aren't too many other topics that have, connected to the, Achronim more than these issues. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now on the top of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Ma'o li tein lo apay mama me'iruva lebeso. So the Gemara is asking on the Shita of Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda, who say Chamar Gamal. Right? Chamar Gamal, the donkey, the camel, so you're stuck in the middle. So what exactly does that mean? Remember, I'm in my city, so if I did nothing, I have 2,000 amos from outside my city. But I put a Erev, let's say 2,000 amos to the east of my city. So if the Erev worked, then I could go zero to the west of my city, and I could go 4,000 amos to the east of my city. If my Erev didn't work, then I could go 2,000 amos all over my city, to the east, to the west. So what's the halacha here when it's a suffix? Do you at least have... L'chora, you would say, you at least have the 2,000 amos between you and your Erev. Because we man of shach. Either way, if the Erev worked, then you have 2,000 amos to the Erev, and then that was beyond. If the Erev didn't work, then I still have 2,000 amos to the Erev. So l'chora, I should at least have the 2,000 amos in between where I am and where my Erev is. So that l'chora would be what chamar gamal means, right? You're stuck in the middle, you have the amount, the space in the middle. So ma'alitin lo apay mama me'iruva lebeis. So do you have the 2,000 amos from your Erev to the house? Again, assuming that you put your Erev 2,000 amos out, me'iruva lebeis. So sir, biba bar mama amar nosin lo, yes. Biba bar mama says that you give him those 2,000 amos in between, he gets them. Rishmo bar of Yitzchak amar, e nosin lo. Shmo bar of Yitzchak has a chiddush who says, he says that no, he only has 4 amos from where he is. 4 amos. He loses the 2,000 amos in the middle. Wow. Why should he lose the 2,000 amos in the middle? So, as we'll see, it must be because in his mind, he left his city. He wanted the Erev to be out. He wanted to have that Erev. So you're not sure now if it was put or not. But in his mind, he was ready oker das from his own Erev. And therefore, Rav Yitzchak says that Chamar Gamal means very, very little. All you have is 4 amos. So machlokes, what the shita in the Mishnah is of Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shammai Amar Kumi Rabbi Yosa B'Shem Rav Acha Ma'pligin K'Rabbi Meir. This machlokes about Chamar Gamal is only within the shita of Rabbi Meir. From K'Rabbi Yehuda Kalami Modish Josen Lo. Within the world of Rabbi Yehuda, for sure, it gets the 2,000 amos in between. Only within Rabbi Meir's sheet is there an issue. What Rabbi Meir, what Rabbi Yehuda are we talking about? So there is a Mishnah later on Daf Lamed Beis, where the Mishnah says, what happens if there's a whole, the whole city gives Reuven, Rishos, can you go put this Erev to the east so we could all go to the Shir in the next city on Shabbos? So on the way, Reuven's going and he meets his friend. His friend says, don't worry, I'll take care of it for you. So Ruvain turns around, his friend goes, and his friend never puts the Eruv. Right? Something happens. So now what? So there is a concept for an Ani, which we'll learn about the Shem later on. Now let's say an Ani, or let's say somebody's a traveler. Somebody's traveling, the Mishnah is going to say later on, from outside the city. It was running late. There was a lot of traffic, you know, a lot of camels on the road. And I see the city. So as I'm getting close, but I'm still more than 2,000 amos outside the city when Shabbos is starting. But I could see a tree. I could see a tree way up ahead, and I know that tree is within 2,000 amos. So I'm even allowed to, even without being there or putting stuff there. That's what we said, the two options earlier. If you're there, or you're kona shvisa with food. I'm even allowed to have das. If I have das to say, my shvisa is over there. With that also might work. Just das. So with that background, so the Mishnah says, again, later on at the Flama base, somebody's going, and I'm going, and my friend says, okay, he'll put it for me, and he never puts it for me in the end. So what's the halacha? So there, Rabbi Yehuda says, the whole city might be stuck, but he's allowed to go past where his Erev would have been. He's allowed to, because he had das. You know, even if his friend didn't put it there in the end, he had das to be from there, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds, he doesn't lose. But the Remeir there says, stuck. Same Lashon used, that he's stuck in the middle. So, says our Mishnah, our discussion about what the pshat of Chamar Gamal here is, do you say you're stuck within 4 amos, you're stuck within 2,000 amos, that's only within Shitas Rabbi Meir. In that case, that's where there's a machlokas, whether you'd be stuck within 4 or you would have the 2,000 in between. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, everybody would agree, Rabbi Yehuda there says that there's more flexibility, right? As long as you had das, even though if your friend never put it there in the end, as long as you had das to be there, your Erev could go from there. So you see Rabbi Yehuda is more flexible. So the Gemara says that everybody would agree with Rabbi Yehuda. If you say, like, hold on, Rabbi Yehuda in that Mishnah, they would agree in our Mishnah that Chamar Gamal means the 2,000 amos, and not just 4. And the Gemara notes that according to this latter opinion, or even according to the opinion of Rabbi Ba Bar Marmal, who says, Nostin lo, v'lo dami chamar gamal de Rabbi Meir, l'chamar gamal de Rabbi Yehuda. Right? You wouldn't compare the two chamar gamals. So Rabbi Meir's chamar gamal over there on Daf Lamed Beis. But again, what's that case? I told somebody to put an air for me, and he didn't. And so I'm stuck. Because over there also, what's the issue? I had in mind to be out of my city. You didn't end up doing it, but I had in mind to be out of my city. I didn't have in mind for my city to be my Makom Shvisa. And I wanted it to be over there, but you never put it there. So Meir says, you're stuck there, Chamar Gamal. That's not like the Chamar Gamal in our Mishnah. What's in our Mishnah? You're just not sure. You're just not sure what happened, right? The case of Suffolk, you're not sure when it was burned up. So don't compare the two Chamar Gamals, says the Gemara. Chamar Gamal, the Rebbe Meir over there. The Chamar Gamal, Rebbe Meir over there. Be'eruvo, Eino. His Erev is not. Shelo Zacha lo Eruvo. His Erev did not work for him, right? The guy never said it. You have to add in a couple of words here, as the Mefarshim do. Kibnei Iro, Eino. He's also not like the, from his, like a member of a city. Shena Sandaito La'akar Ezraglo Mibnei Iro. Because he had in mind to leave a city. So you can't use, Rabbi Meir says over there, you can't use the Erev that your friend said because he didn't said it. You can't use your city because you had in mind not to be part of your city. So you're stuck, and therefore Rabbi Meir would say, 4 amos, you have very, very little. That's the Chamar Gamal over there. That's different than our Chamar Gamal, our donkey camel. Chamar Gamal de Rabbi Yehuda, Shelonasan, switch that gear, saw, Shelonasan Daito Lakaragam in Eero. I really didn't have specific intention I put the Erev at the edge, but I didn't have intention totally to undo, to be Oker, from my city, and therefore, it wouldn't be as much of an Akira. And therefore, the Chamar Gamal here, you could hold, you still have the 2,000 Amos in between the two, Erevs. Okay, so the Mishnah is pointing out, the Gemara is pointing out that even the same Lashon is used in the Mishnayis, it might be two different things in the two different Mishnayis. It's different cases, period. That was the Chamar Gamal line. That was Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So let's get to the second line. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon said, Suffolk Erev, kosher. Right? You're not sure when it got burned up. You could assume it was still there when Shabbos started. Right? It's kosher. So the Gemara says, how does that work with the following? Tamantanina. We learned it in Mishnah in Meseches Mikvaos. in Maseches Mikvos, where there is, the context there is a Tumah Derabanan. Somebody was Tumah Mi Derabanan. And you want to know, in Karban Eda quotes the Mishnah, Mishaya Tumah, he was Tumah Mi Derabanan, and you're not sure if he became Tar or not. You're not sure if the mikveh had enough water in it or not. You're not sure if he still had a sheretz on him. Whatever it is, some type of Tumah Mi Derabanan. Mishaya Tumah, Safik Taval, Safik Lo Taval. So in that case, where you're not sure if this Tumah Derabanan was removed, so the Mishnah there says, Taman Taninan, Sveiko Tahar. Right? If you're not sure, Tahar. Right? It's still, you assume the tefillah worked. Rabbi Yossi Metameh. Rabbi Yossi says, Tameh. No, you are Tameh. And the question is, what did Rabbi Yossi say here in our Mishnah? Safek Erev Kosher. Rabbi Yossi says that by a Safek, you're not sure if the Erev was burned up or not. When Shabbos started, Rabbi Yossi holds Kosher. And over there, Rabbi Yossi holds Safek Tummy. Why? So Gemara implicitly, right? Though, why does Rabbi Yossi make all over here and Machmer over there? Amar Rabbi Yona, Lo Tummy, Rabbi Yossi, Yosa, Ela Mishum Hochach. Rabbi Yossi says over there, the problem is, Hochach, what's hochacha? It's provable. It means the language of the Karban Eda, Sheraglayim Ledavar. That's the language used here by the Karban Eda. It's, Raglayim Ledavar often means it's a more than, this probable evidence, more than circumstantial. Kiva Shutame Mitchilasa, we might use the Lashon, Chazaka de Meikara. The person was, if a person was Tame for sure, you're not sure if the mikvah worked, okay, he's still Tame. That's hochach, there's a Chazaka de Meikara. Raglayim Ledavar, that he's still Tame. That's why over there Rabbi Yossi is machmir, because there's a chazaka de meikara that the person was tameh, and you're not sure if it was undone in our Mishnah. Well, he's meikah. Why? What's the issue of chazaka? You could say the opposite. You know the erev was put there. You don't know if it was undone before Shabbos started or not. So chazaka de meikara would tell you to be meikah. So that's Rabbi Yossi shita. Rabbi Yossi again is meikah here and machmir there by erev. Amma Rabbi, we change the gersa to Yossi. Or if you have Yona. But anyway, this is an Amora talking now. If it's Yossi, it's the Amora. Afilu b'makom acher, Rabbi Yossi Metame. No, even without a chazaka de meikara, even without the cheskas tuma over there, Rabbi Yossi says, l'chumra when it comes to mikvah. Yossi says tuma when it comes to mikvah. So the question is then, so if that's true, then we have a stira. If Rabbi Yossi says across the board, when you have a suffix, even about a derabanan, remember, that's a Derabanan over there. We just said it's about your Tumah Mi Derabanan. And what's our context? Derabanan. Tchumen Pashtus. We'll get to that. Maybe that's not true. But now if you say, like Reb Yossi or Reb Yona, the Amora, that Reb Yossi the Tana holds his Shita across the board, then you have a problem. Nichla Vashitasi Reb Yossi. So now you have a stira then in Reb Yossi. Titaninan Amar, because what did we have in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah, Reb Yossi's Mako. Amar Reb Yossi, hey Rav Avtulis, b'shem Chabisha Zakenim, shesafek Erev Kasher. Right in our Mishnah, you're not sure if the Erev was there when Shabbos started. You can be Mekel and Sum Kasher, the Koamar Hachin, and here, over there by Mikvah, we would say Lechumra. Right, they're both Derabanan contexts, and by Mikvah were Machmir, and by Erev were Mekel. That's the Kasha. So again, if you held like the first shot of Reb Yona, right, that's why we switched the Gersa, because the Reb Yona said the first shot. If you say like the first shot, then fine. There's a difference between Chazaka de Meikara. But if you say the Reb Yossi is not based on Chazaka de Meikara, he's based on just we're machmer there. In all cases, so then we have a stira. So the Gemara answers Taman Mishem Garmei. No, his real shita is over there by mikvah. He's machmer. In our Mishnah, he's not saying his own shita. He's saying it in the name of the five rabbis. Right? What does the Lashon say? Bramhacha b'shem chamisha zakenim. Rabbi Yossi says, in the name of chamisha zakenim, safek erev kasha. So he himself says, l'chumra, but he says that these other zakenim, these five zakenim, would hold l'kula in our case. The chiyuv mikvah, obviously, is a very large sugya, and there's no bavli or Yerushalmi on mikvos. Just to mention, the poskim talk about the chiyuv of every community to make sure there is a mikvah in the community. Right, there's a Rav Moshe has a number of tshuvas about this. Rav Moshe, a number of decades ago, Rav Moshe in Arachayim, I think this one is in Arachayim Aleph. No, Choshe Mishpat Aleph Mem and Aleph Mem Beis. Rav Moshe has this is in 1959. Tavshin Yutes Im Yesh Lamansi Dir Ir Miyuchad Vaod Pratim. So he talks about. Hanechbadim bekilas mansi b'shem chevra beis Yisrael b'roshem Ramosha Green b'chulu, and he quotes that There were those that wanted to build a mikveh matzi, but there was a mikveh a while on the other side. They wanted to know if, you know, they have to build a mikveh closer. Barur. Sha'anshe manchi shenechshevu l'kol ha-roim sheim yoser sheyachem zel azem aliyayaras acheros, asmuchos. Nechshevu l'ir b'fnei atzma. It's considered a city by itself. V'kofen azeh azeh av miyir as ha-rov. L'chot tzarchi ya'ir. Shebechal azeh hu gam beis ha-knesses. V'lukno seh v'torah l'achnas orchem v'kiv shol tztaka. V'kol shegin lasos mikvah she'odif mi beis ha-knesses v'chein kol tzarchi ya'ir. A mikvah is more important than a shul, says Reb Moshe. V'ein, he says later on, if you erase Hashem's name for Shalom Bayis. No, what about this is major shalom bias. Ve'ein yachol shum adam lechos v'lomar shushayach la'ayara zu olazu. No, I'm really part of the next town over. K'mikivan shedor b'munsi sarach litein u'motzien zeh gam b'dayanu me'la ein shum adam lechos sheish lo mitzvah v'stachas acheres. U'bedvar tainas ha'omrim she'ein sarach l'mikvah hol v'yishtei mikvahos b'ayaras ha'smuchos v'yav she'ish ma'alach shnei milin, even though they're 2 miles away. V'betoch ha'tchum, they're within the tchum. You can go there on Shabbos, within the tchum. Very cold. But then he continues. You don't like those rabbis. Okay, Reb Moshe continues and quotes, then he says later on, in Membeis, he proves what the makar that binyan and mikvah comes before binyan beis haknesses. So he quotes, Hare yish minyas piri v'rivya, v'sheves v'gam laso sholam yish l'ishto, shebishol kolach ha'meyem hukodem, zorach limkarav sefer Torah, and he continues. Again, many tshuvas that he has. Here he has in Yaradeya also, in Beis Sadi Aleph, again, he talks about the chiyuv for every community to, he says there's a mikveh in a place where the community is changing, and it's not a safe or a tsanua area. He says, of course, you can't even go one night. He says, you got it that day. He says, you got to send shomrim and guards to make sure it's safe so the women feel comfortable there. But again, it's big discussion, Sadi Al. And to the end of this tshuva, nothing to do with mikvah, and that tshuva he talks about, he was asked whether there was a place that wanted to have weddings in shuls. They wanted to know if they were able to have some type of a mechanical, I don't know, electrical thing that you could lower the aron and the bima to go underground when you have some other function in the shul. Is that possible? Or Moshe says, no way. He says, it's terrible, bizoyan. He says, you can't move a Torah for unless certain purposes. You're moving the whole Aron and the Torah and the Bima underneath. So he's not a fan of that type of electrical arrangement. Okay, we continue. So again, we had the issue of Mikvah versus Erev, and we said, okay, Rabbi Yossi's his own sheet is that he's not Machalik. He holds the Chumran, and in this Mishnah, it was Lakula in the name of the five rabbis. Havin Boy Meimar, so we thought to say that L'chora, there shouldn't be difference in the context. Manda Amar Tamantar, Amar Hachatar, the one who says over there, Tahar, the one who says over there, the Suffolk Tevila is Tahar, would say here, Suffolk Erev is Mutter. Manda Amar Tamantame, Amar Hachasar, and the one that says over there, no, Suffolk Tevila is Tame, would say here, Asar. So that's what I would have said. But the Gemara notes, as we said earlier, as Rabbi Yonah said earlier, Vafilu Kaman Damar Tama Tame, even if you want to say Tame over there, Modi Yuhachashu Mutter. There is a way to say Mutter here. Because again, if you hold like Rabbi Yonah said, Chazaka Dame Kara, over there, a person was Tame, you know for sure, before he went to the Mikvah. So you know he was Tame, so you're not sure if he became Tara or not, that's why maybe there you're Lachumra. But here, you know he put the air before Shabbos, and you want to know whether it was still there, so maybe there you would be Mekel. Therefore, maybe you wouldn't say exactly the same thing in both of the contexts. Good. That was within Rabbi Yossi. Now let's get to within, right, the Korban Eidah notes, Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir Shita. Meir is the opposite. Meir is Mekel over there by Mikvah. But over there, the Stam Mishnah by Mikvah is that Safek Tevila is Tahar. While here in our Mishnah, he holds Chamar Gamal. Right? Chamar Gamal. So now the flip side. Why would you be Machmir here and be Mekel there? Again, aren't they both Drabanan contexts? So Amar Reb Chinina, Klumin and Pligan Taman Lomi Devrehem, Vesavik Devrehem Lohakel, right? Maybe the difference is over there, we're talking about a Tumah D'Rabbanan, and that's why Lakula. The Eruv Dvar Torah. The Suffolk Dvar Torah, Lahachmir. Maybe Reb Meir holds Tchumin is Daraisa. And therefore, by a Suffolk Daraisa, you go Lachumra. And that's the difference between the two contexts. Daraisa D'Rabbanan. Over there, it's for sure about a D'Rabbanan context, and therefore you go Lakula. And over here, Lachumra. The Gemara says, really? The Eruv Dvar Torah? Is the issue of Erev Tchumin, is that Daraisa? Rabbi Yonas and Amar Kumi, Rabbi Chia Ruba, B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yosi, Ben Lakunya, yeah, because we have the following discussion about whether you're going to get Malkus for Tchumin. So either way, the Machlokas that we're about to have is about whether you're going to get Malkus, but everybody seems to hold that as Daraisa. Again, Machlokas we've shown and whether we hold this way, but that's what we're going to see from the following. Loken al Tchumi Shabbos Var Torah. Right, so this Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Chiruba, this rabbi said that you get Malkus. You get Malkus for carrying something outside the Tchum. So Amar Le Rabbi Chiruba, Fahalo Ein B'Shabbos El Eskil V'Karis. What kind of Malkus? If you do something wrong on Shabbos, Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, the Eskil of his Karis. Where do you get Malkus from? You never get Malkus, right, that's for Shabbos. For Yantiv you get Malkus, not for Shabbos. So Amar Le, so V'Haksiv, we're going to flip the two psukim that come up in the next couple of lines. Right, the carbon aid is girsa. The carbon, see, he says, what do you mean? There's a pasuk. Vaksiv, al shvu ish tachtav, al yetze ish bemkomo. The pasuk says, stay in your place, do not go out of your place. So you see, al yetze ish bemkomo. So there's the losase. So isn't that, that's the pasuk that it's not, losase kamalacha is kares and skila. Fine. But a different pasuk, al yetze ish bemkomo. That's a pasuk for tchumen. So the Gemara says, amale maksiv lo, alksiv. This shita says, no, it's got to say the word lo to get Malkus. Al is not good enough. We know a few places Rashi quotes the Gemara, he shall repent al or lo. Any four of those. But here we have a day in the Gemara that says no. No, lo is good enough for Malkus, not al. Al is not strong enough for Malkus. So it says al there, why should you get Malkus? Omar leis, he says back to him, what do you mean? Al is not strong enough. But v'haksiv, but what do you mean? Don't we have another pasuk that says, by Karan Pesach, al tochlu mimenu na. And maksiv lo, alksiv, there it says al. And everybody agrees there that you're going to get Malkus, the Gemara assumes, even though it only says al there. So that's a strong taina, right? He says, hey, it says al, you're going to get Malkus. There's no answer to that question. All we know is neither of them gave in. Oma Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Afal Pikein, Ze Omei B'Shmuaso, Ze Omei B'Shmuaso. They still were Omeid in their Shmua, and they argued whether you're going to get Malkus for Tchumen. But either way, you see that they agree it's a daraisa, right? And that's why it must be that that's why Rabbi Meir holds like that shita in our Mishnah. And therefore, by Suffolk Erev, he's machmir. Even though over there by Mikvos, Suffolk Erev, Suffolk Tumah is going to be tahar because they are talking about a drabanan. What should be the difference between al or lo? The Gemara doesn't give any hint. So if you look, we mentioned this years ago in a Parsha Shir, the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma on Parsha's Bo has about 100 pages. Parsha's Bo is huge in the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma there on this pasuk, Atoch Lemenu Na, there he says, Da, no, ki hahevdel bein al lelo. There's a difference between al and lo. He says, al hu inyan bakasha. Kemosha matzano milas na samach la'al. Often with the word al, you also have a na. Al na, he quotes five psukim in Brachos where al na goes together. You never have a lo na, right? Na makes it more of a bakasha. Al toch lemimenu v'lo matzanu samach lo kimo al na shematsui betanach ki lo hu more yoser al hatzivui. Lo is more of a strong command. Al kol a bakasha shlashem yisbarach sheinofal hatzivui alav bavolashen al. Whenever we ask Hashem for something, we don't say lo. We're not commanding Hashem. Bakasha, al tishkach anavim, al tirchach mimeni, al taster panecha mimeni. Whenever we ask Hashem for things, we don't say, Hashem, lo, don't do this. That's like, we're not commanding Hashem. Al, lochein matzano vayomer lo, vayomer al, ki al eino inyin hechlati ra inyin bakasha. And he quotes three pages worth of rayas to this discussion about al or lo. Lo is stronger than al. And then, at the end of the whole piece, he says, raboseinu bale atalmud his overu bazeh. The al olasha makasha. Chazal in the Gemara picked up on the fact that al is less strong. She'omru sof perakama de'erevin. Because if you look in the Bavli, in Yudzayin, and also in the Yerushalmi here, v'chilokin alav she'ba'al, ubi Yerushalmi psachim, he quotes from psachim, but we have it here. Omar lo, miksiv lo, Alksiv. Alpha Pekin is the Omi Bishmuasa for the Omi Bishmuasa. So Hezber, so you see Lamaskana. There's a machlokas. If Al is strong enough. Vize haklal emes l'cholamayin. So the klal for sure is true. Says the Meshech Chachma that Lo is going to be stronger than Al. Even Lamaisa. Even Lamaisa, that this Shita says, there's a Shita out there that says only Lo is going to get you Malkus, but not Al. Good. What do we paskin? Obviously, if you remember, we major machlokas, what we paskin in terms of Truman, but let's continue first. Omer Shul Bar Susrata. So the Gemara now is implicitly asking, according to Rabbi Yossi, if Erev is Daraisa, we just explained why Rabbi Meir is Machmir, because Erev is Daraisa. But according to Rabbi Yossi, if Erev is Daraisa, it's Sakhni Bimekel. Rabbi Yossi holds the Kula here. The second, there is a sheet of Suffolk Erev Kasha here. But if these Tanam hold Erev is Daraisa, so how are they Mekel? Can you ever say be Mekel by a Daraisa? If there's a chazaka de mekara, so Erev also also kesafik cheresh. So he says, yeah, Erev you can be mekel because you treat it like safik cheresh. Every mafarish on the page gives a different shot to what does this mean, safik cheresh. If you look in the Chaim Kanievsky, he talks about some type of case of a wife of a cheresh. If you look in the Pnei Moshe, he talks about a Mishnah in Pesachim that talks about a doe that doesn't look like it's becoming chametz yet, but it's been the time that it should have been chametz yet. So it's like mute. It's a cheresh. It can't express itself about whether it's. So in the, there are cases there that you could still be mekel, even though it's a daraisa context. Erev also is a kesafik cheresh. So that's what the Gemara says, that it's possible to hold that Erev is daraisa, even though you'd be mekel by the daraisa, by a suffix. So Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, ad kadom b'kayim. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, I understand that by the first couple of cases of the Mishnah, where you're not sure if it rolled out of the tchum, or you're not sure if something fell on it, afilu nisraf, would you be able to say chazaka de meikara, the chazaka tidios, even if it was burned up and it's not there anymore? Would you go that far? So Gemara says, Amar Reb Yosa, ki amtia ki demaraboshia. You're right, that would be tricky, therefore you have to say that the shitas that say suffik lakula in the Mishnah, hold suffik yerev is Durabanan Higiyucha Sof Tchume Shabbos Sheinim Mechuvar Midvar Torah. It must be that these shitas say that Tchumin is Durabanan, and therefore one is that's why we would say Safik Erev is Kosher. Safik Erev is Kosher. Rabbi Mana Boy Nicha Alpayim Ama Inu Mechuvar Alparas Alav Ama Mechuvar Hu. Rabbi Mana says, fine, I understand. 2,000 Amos, you might say. Remember, we said there's two levels of Tchum. There's 2,000 Amos and then the Yud Beis Mil. I understand 2,000 Amos is Durabanan. 4,000 amos? Is that Durabanan? Rishim bar Karsana, b'shem Ravacha. Ein lecha mechuvar shem mikulan ala tchum 12 mil kemachni Yisrael. Well, 12 mil, right? 24,000 amos? So the Gemara just leaves it. As if the Gemara seems to be saying that, well, you gotta say some type of tchum is Daraisa. So that's a major machlokas we've shown. As we have the Rambam, the Rif hold that, yeah, alpayim amos, 2,000 amos is Durabanan. Everybody holds that lamaisa. Not, I mean, some tanoim don't. But Rishonim hold kemat, that 2,000 amos is durabanan. But the machlokas Rishonim is whether the yud beis mil, whether the larger shear is daraisa, that's the machlokas. The Rambam and the Rif say, yes, is daraisa. The other Rishon, the Rabbanan, others say it's all durabanan. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll get into Tanai next time.